Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Football is back and something big is coming. That's right. September 2nd, DraftKings game day arrives. And that is what you need. Game day at DraftKings will be where it's at. And don't forget, we are now live in all 50 states. That's right. 50. One app, every sport, all 50 states. And new DraftKings customers, now you can sign up with code KSR and spend $5 and get $200 in rewards within 21 days. It includes all markets. That's right, all markets. That code is KSR in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours. And you can bet with DK Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over, Kentucky only. Eligibility and restrictions apply. $50 in non-withdrawable bonus bets issued every 7 days via click-to-claim for 21 days. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see sportsbook.draftkings.com/promos. Limited time offer.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are joined right now by forensic scientist and distinguished scholar of applied forensics at Jacksonville State University. Joseph Scott Morgan is with us to discuss Rex Heuermann. For listeners who are unfamiliar with it, could you walk us through, because there's a lot of different places here, the types of forensic evidence that are going to be central to this case as it continues to unfold in the investigation stage here?
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of physical evidence, I believe. First off, here's the problem. Obviously, for those in my field in medical legal death investigation, it's, you know, we're very interested in the bodies. And they've had these bodies, you know, low these many years, right? So they've done, I would assume, as much study as they can with the human remains that they have. We don't have a lot of solid data relative, or at least that I have seen to this point, about causes of death. And I think some of that has to do, obviously, with the advanced state of decomposition. And one of the things that you look for in serial perpetrators is the methodology that they employ to bring about deaths, because they tend to focus on certain areas. And so if you've got an individual and it has been opined by others that the deaths are asphyxial type deaths, I don't know how they arrive at those conclusions. I think that the esteemed Dr. Bodden had put forth in one particular case that it may have been a strangulation. I'm not really sure how he arrived at that. You know, does that mean that all the other deaths are asphyxial deaths? Well, perhaps. And they don't deviate from their methodology, because that's kind of tied into, you know, this idea of how they derive pleasure, as horrible as that sounds, and sure, I'm sorry for saying that, but how they derive pleasure from the pain that they're inflicting. And that kind of transfers to the body. You know, when they put their hands on a body and they choke the life out of an individual, I worked a case when I was still in New Orleans with a coroner down there where a guy always used a garrote every single time he killed prostitutes. And he derived a tremendous amount of pleasure from choking these poor women out as he would kill them and then loosening the garrote just enough so that they could catch their breath again and then tie them down again and then twist it down again. And so, you know, some people use firearms. You know, they like to have it over and done with. And, you know, firearms, I think that we can agree, have played a big role in this. You know, they talked about the number of firearms he had.
Yeah.
Was there any evidence that any of these individuals met their end as a result of gunplay? That has not been put forth. We just know that he possessed weapons. And so that's fascinating in itself. But here's what really kind of holds my attention, Tony, in all of this,
yeah,
is the fact that you have bodies, some are fully intact, and then you have these other bodies that have been dismembered.
Yeah.
You know, just this past week, we finally got an ID on Fire Island Jane Doe after all of these years. And what's fascinating about her case is that her, you know, her legs were found that fateful day out on Fire Island back in 96. And then in, I guess it was 2010, they found the head, which was a tremendous distance away from where her legs were found. Mm-hmm. And there's still no torso with her. So would you have a serial killer that leaves bodies intact, but yet he also takes time to dismember other bodies? And what would be the motivation behind that? So I'm interested to see how, as dramatic as it sounds, how the forensic pathologist is going to breathe life back into these remains on the stand, and we find out what they discovered as far as trauma to these bodies specifically, how they were dismembered, what happened, how long did it take, what kind of tool did they use? Tool marks is going to be a big deal in this case when it comes to the dismemberment cases, if in fact he's charged with these cases. Keep in mind, he's only been charged with three at this point. But, you know, as more information comes out, we'll find out if he's tied back to these. And if so, maybe we'll find out a little bit more about that physical evidence. Anything that was captured at that home, first off, I'm shocked that the family is back in the home.
Yeah.
First off, that the house has essentially been released back to them. We saw some of the interior shots, the digging and the, you know, the pulling apart, if you will, of the infrastructure within the house. And maybe they've captured all that they could, but, you know, the wife and these kids are inhabiting this place again. I'm really kind of shocked that it has been released as quickly, though.
Yeah, I was rather surprised by that. And I want to talk about that in the home in just a moment, because I have some questions forensically about that location. I just want to hit on something that you talked about earlier, though. The dismemberment cases versus the ones where the bodies were completely intact. It's not very often, I can't think of any cases off the top of my head, maybe you can, where you see a serial killer really demonstrate very different ways of disposing a body or degrading a body, if you will, by ripping it apart. What is the likelihood that all of these other dead bodies on that same beach are Rex Huerman's, allegedly, if he is in fact tied to those three, given the extreme difference in how those bodies had been found? It is Long Island. It's, you know, it's the ocean. Suppose it's a place that one would take a body if one wants to get rid of it. But it does seem like a lot of bodies in one same place.
Yeah. Let's just say we were doing a statistical analysis and we were trying to plot these locations, these deposition locations out. That's a statistically significant deposition in, you know, when you just think about the four that, you know, famously, and, you know, with Fire Island, Jane Doe, her head was not too desperately far away from those locations. And why that location? Because look, I'm not, you can hear my accent and tell that I'm not from Long Island or that area up there, but all of my buddies that are in the media that I've talked to, you know, to try to get an idea of what, you know, kind of what the lay of the land is. What's it like up there?
Sure.
You know? And one of the things that they keep coming back to is like, you can be out there in the middle of the night, you won't see a single damn car going up and down the road. It's isolated. I mean, it is an isolated location where you can have some level of privacy. But back to methodology, if you're comparing intact bodies to dismembered bodies, is the dismemberment an indication? Let's just think about it this way. Is the dismemberment an indication that a subject may have had more time with someone that they had targeted to kill? And because it takes some time to take a body apart, and particularly if you have the right tools, you have to have privacy in order to do it. I don't think somebody's going to pull over on the side of the road in their truck and take a human being's legs off.
Yeah.
They would have done this, wrapped it, and deposited it out there. And you would need a quiet place to do that. Whereas the other bodies that are wrapped and kind of deposited, say, for instance, I don't know, in burlap.
Yeah.
Maybe was that a quick turnaround? And why four that are like this? And so timeline for instance, the status of decomposition of all of these bodies, what was the status when they were found? How were they treated? Because there's a big difference. One of the things that we talk about in death investigation is memorialization of the dead. So when an individual, say, for instance, takes the time to wrap a body up and show some, I don't know, decorum is certainly not the correct word,
yeah,
but you treat the body in its intact state with more respect than taking a hacksaw or a skill saw or a chainsaw or any of these other, and literally taking the body piece by piece and then distributing it all over the place. Those are two separate types of behavior. And I don't know if those two things can coexist in the same, in, you know, kind of the crazy psychopathy that's going on.
Yeah.
And some people have said, well, there's a learning curve, and there absolutely is a learning curve with people that commit serialized homicides. You know, they start off, you know, we've heard the old adage about, you know, they start off as, you know, peepers and panty sniffers and panty stealers, and they kill animals and all these other things. And it's kind of this progression. And then they get to, say, a weaker group of people. Maybe they start off killing elderly little old ladies in their homes, and then they move out to people that are turning tricks on the side of the street. Well, you know, those people are street savvy. If you go head to head with one of them, there's a chance you're going to get hurt. So it takes time to kind of get yourself, your skill set up to that level. But to change how you're disposing of bodies is certainly an outlier in my experience. I'm not saying it hasn't happened.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems very bizarre that one would change, unless it's an evolving behavior, and maybe some of the initial cases he didn't do that and he decided to go a little bit further. But again, you're right, it is very much an outlier.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
ChumbaCasino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No